Are you sure? I'd say, I'm sure. And you'd say, yes, I have
done it.
If I were to say to you, are you absolutely sure about something that you, and you weren't, what would you say to me? You'd say, I teach English, I'd say, are you sure? And
you sound positive.
I want you, and
is that what you
if
mean?
You're not sure, if you're not sure.
Oh, if I'm not sure.
What would you say?
I don't know.
Or use the word sure.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Would you use anything else?
Absolutely sure.
Or
I'm not really sure.
Okay, another word besides sure.
I'm not certain.
That's it. Do you use one more than the other? Would you normally
probably use that? Sure the most.
I'm not sure, so I'm not certain.
Mm-hmm.
How would you? How about I don't know for sure?
Yes, I probably have said that.
I would ask you, have you talked to your husband recently? And he said, yes, I've been talking to him yesterday.
Yes, I talked to him yesterday.
Passive. Or not passive. Use a form of verb to be.
He was talked to would be passive.
Well, yeah,
that's usually
the
case.
Passive. I didn't mean passive.
He was talked to.
Yeah.
I talked to him.
I
was talking to him.
That's it. Okay.
Progressive, I think that's called.
Yeah.
Past progressive.
I'll give you this sentence and you try to go in.
Mm-hmm.
One pronoun. I'm talking about
myself.
Did
I talk to him?
Mm-hmm. And I'd say, sure. You like talking to him when I came in.
You were talking to him.
And I said, have you thought about that today? I said, sure,
I have thought about it today.
Or
I was thinking about it.
Yeah, or
I had thought about it.
I
have thought about it.
I think it, something that goes with I.
Have been thinking about it.
Okay. We live in a
house.
Four.
Two
of
them. Houses.
Okay. What do we usually call the housing barnacles?
Barns.
Do you have, aren't we who lived on a farm or been near enough to one? Do you just have any knowledge of different kinds of barns or shapes or sizes or anything?
Not really, except noticing them maybe, just as an onlooker.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting though, what kind do you have there?
Well, it just says to describe the shape and function. What words do you know of that are compound words that form with the word barn?
I don't know. I've heard of silos. That's the main thing I've heard about, silos.
How about
milk dairy barns? That'd be different, maybe.
What about the area around the barn?
Barnyard.
What is the building that's for storing corn?
Crib.
Well, what would you call it? Just a crib or a... something else besides
that. See, I don't know really what those are called.
I wanted you to
silo, they store.
What's stored in it? What's stored in the crib?
Corn.
Yeah,
oh.
When the farmers harvest, I guess it's
fall.